If you enjoyed last year's fantastic NHL analysis and predictions that we served up on College Crosscast, we've got good news for you. We're doing it again. I'm Ryan McDonald.
I'm Chris Ostremski.
I'm Jake Nazar.
And because you couldn't get enough of our hockey predictions the first two go-rounds, it's time for the College Crosscast 2017-18 NHL Preview Special.
Do I play hockey? Well, I play air hockey, ball hockey, burn hockey, bubble hockey, field hockey, floor hockey, ice hockey, kitchen hockey, room hockey, roller hockey, table hockey, twist hockey. And I play hockey, 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 hockey,
Boy, you're going to be in for a treat with the theme song, you two, when you listen back on it.
That was a long, long theme song.
Oh, you're in for
and
a treat.
You held the special too long, too.
Special!
Yes. Special!
Billy held that one and the theme song way too long.
We're in for a good start. So welcome aboard, guys. How are you guys doing?
I'm good.
Doing well.
Does Chris have the mumps?
I can confirm I do not have the mumps.
That's good. You're not getting replaced by an Albany video manager, which is good.
Which is good. But see, here's the thing. What if the Hoka gets the mumps from this?
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Man. It won't affect him at all, because...
Scott Mars going to resign, out of shame. I've been given to Hoka, making this decision.
Boy, so thanks.
Some Albany fan who cares way too much is going to sue Syracuse and the Carrier Dome.
It'll be the lax power threat of the ages.
Class action lawsuit.
So thanks for joining on board. We were going to have Marissa on board as well, but she's a very busy beaver. Congratulations to her. She's got a new gig at ESPNW as well. In addition, she's still going to be with College Cross, don't worry. But she's going to be writing for ESPNW for her great NWHL coverage. That's really her bread and butter is women's hockey, so congratulations to Marissa on that, as well as her usual high school sports gigs and, of course, all her lacrosse gigs. Her predictions are going to come a little bit later. But
I heard the NWHL writers like to credit other people, by the way.
Interesting.
Wow.
That's a foreign concept to me.
Wow, they don't teach that in journalism school anymore.
No.
Fall of Big J.
Alrighty, so that note, this is, even though we're mainly a lacrosse podcast, College Cross is actually a hockey blog, as we very much well know. And this is our annual NHL podcast. One of two annual ones. We do the playoff one where our predictions get even more laughable. But, I mean, if you listen to us last year and you put all your money on a Chicago-Washington Stanley Cup final, then...
Yikes, you lost that.
Yeah.
So... By the second round.
Chicago was done 4 games. You got 2 goals worth out of that prediction. But we're here to get you all set up for the 2017-18 year. By the way, NHL 18's out. It's pretty fun. You know, it was actually kind of funny with NHL 18. I was, you know, most hyped up at the start for expansion mode. And that's fun. Obviously, I don't start my Islanders franchise mode until the season starts and you get the updated rosters and whatnot. So expansion mode's fun. But NHL 3's has, like, no
oh
right...
Oh, my God.
No right to be that good.
It is fantastic. That's the only thing I've played on NHL 18 so far. 3's. It's unbelievable. The hitting is fantastic. The mascot gameplay is even better.
Yeah, I'm saying it has no right to be that awesome, but it is. So,
watch, NHL 19 is going to, like, ruin it because we can't have nice things in the NHL franchise series.
No, they'll screw up with the Frostbite transition. So that's the video game part. Otherwise, storylines this year's NHL. First and foremost, we got a new buddy. It's the Vegas Golden Knights.
Woo!
So there's a 30.
And the crowd goes mild.
Yeah. A 31st team, because 31 teams is a nice, neat number.
Not 69, so.
Nice.
Nice. But, you know, can't have 32 just yet. Sorry, Quebec City. We're still going to have to make you suffer. Maybe wait for Carolina to move up. Maybe not.
I think Quebec City deserves to suffer because of all the Canadian hockey fans who seriously were mad at Vegas over freaking preseason attendance. These Winnipeg Jet fans on Twitter are like, yeah, you know, even for the first preseason game, that's a pretty bad crowd.
This is going to be a fun talking point all year, isn't it?
Which will be better off, Vegas or the Los Angeles Chargers? My column.
Well, Vegas. I mean, that's a poor standard to, like, have them live up to.
I mean, the Arizona Coyotes are doing better than the Los Angeles Chargers.
I think you have to try to be as bad as the Chargers.
I'm not even sure you could be as bad if you tried.
I mean, you could. The New England Revolution are doing better than the Los Angeles Chargers.
The LA Galaxy suck this year, and I'm pretty sure they're still drawing similar numbers to the Chargers.
They probably are.
Wagner,
I think last year's average attendance for the Galaxy was actually greater. I mean, just the official, you know? I mean, they obviously padded a little bit than the Chargers' attendance. And still this one LA sports writer got in my mentions, and he's like, well, that's not actually official. And I'm like, dude, who cares?
Well, neither is the Chargers. The Chargers ones padded up
nitpicking this? Why are we nitpicking how bad the Chargers are? Why does this need to be a, like, issue?
It's going to be so funny when they move back to San Diego with a new owner because Goodell will force it or something.
That's happening.
didn't even make it, like, to week four.
No.
Unbelievable. Not even a quarter point of the season.
It's only going to get worse. That's the best part.
Yeah. That's just the message. As usual, message for everything. It's only going to get worse. Like this podcast.
Right.
Yes.
We've already become an NFL podcast.
High point. We've already peaked.
Yeah. So we got Vegas around. I don't know. There's not really much. Oh, there's the Calgary Arena saga, which will eventually fix itself, and they'll get a new arena and build taxpayers, so whatever. Maybe they'll finally move Arizona sooner than later or something. No, I doubt it. But
to Seattle,
they're
baby.
They're going
to
make the playoffs just because the Pacific sucks, and they're probably going to sneak into the playoffs, and the NHL is going to feel obligated to keep them there for 5 years.
For 5 years, right. You know, they'll get a decent bump in attendance. They'll get like 17,000 in the arena, but it'll still be like,
and NHL's gonna, then Batman's going to be like, oh, I don't know if I should do it.
Pushing
it down the hill.
Yeah, it's the 2012 Western Conference Final run bought them 5 years.
5 years.
So
now, yeah. now they got to get going. Got to buy themselves another 5 years.
Got to get a playoff run. I still can't believe the Coyotes made it to the Western Conference Finals this decade.
It was the worst playoffs ever, like in the history of the NHL. Well, I mean, at least in the, you know,
post lockout era.
That was the worst one. Which Jesus somehow was also the closest the Capitals got to making it to the third round.
Womp womp.
Well, actually, well, no. Technically, it was the second closest.
Second closest, right, because they were an overtime that, away in, was it 14 or 15?
15 with the Rangers.
15 with the Rangers, right. So, other storylines. Are you ready for some power plays?
I hope.
No.
Well, there's going to be lots of them with the crackdown
like,
on faceoffs.
I want to call penalty. Like, they should call penalties, but 5v5 is still better.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to see some inflated scoring, and everyone's going to be like, oh, scoring's back up, because they keep on calling all these face-off and slashing penalties and stuff. Also, the coach's challenge, if you get it wrong on an offsides call, they'll give you a penalty, so.
Which is the dumbest rule ever.
Into that or two? Is this like 2 years into that or one?
No, this is going to be the first. The Board of Governors.
No, I mean like, of the, like, how many years?
The challenge?
Third year.
Well, can only get worse.
Okay.
First 2 years were an abomination, but it will get worse.
Guess who was the one team that was against giving a penalty for a wrong challenge? You'll never guess.
This is a tough one. The NHL's got a lot of teams who could qualify for this.
The Pittsburgh
Montreal?
Penguins.
Ah, the Penguins.
Of course. They're the ones that benefit from it, so... So there's that. I mean, there's not really that much in terms of storylines. I mean, what? The biggest free agent was Kevin Shattenkirk, who everyone knew was going to go to the Rangers, and he went to the Rangers. And it's like every other UFA season where the Rangers land a big name, and then he does okay, but not really great. So, that was your free agency frenzy this year. Thank you, Steven.
Was he really the only notable free agent? I'm just totally blanking. Was there anyone else?
Not really.
I can't even think of.
Wow. I mean,
that's sad.
I mean, next year we get the John Tavares sweepstakes that may or may not happen. Might end up being Steven Stamkos 2.0, where, like, everyone in Toronto gets their hopes up, and then it's like, nah, I'm going to stick with them. I mean, let's be real here. The Leafs have no room for John Tavares and their cap. And
that's not happening.
That's not happening. Right. If Tavares is going to go anywhere besides you, I think he's going to stick around with the Islanders because I'm a big homer, but at the same token, like, if he's going to go anywhere, it's going to be not Toronto.
All right, who's got the cap space?
So, in other words, as soon as, like, I have a feeling, like, mid-season Tavares will re-sign because the Islanders are making some progress on the arena front in Belmont, so, and they got a lot of backing. They got the... It's not only the Islanders' ownership, but they also got the Rangers involved in helping it out. They've got the Mets involved in it, too. And really, the only competition is going to be NYCFC. Which means they'll probably pick the NYCFC stadium, because it makes no sense to build a soccer stadium in Belmont for a team that prides itself as, hey, we're New York's only MLS team. The Red Bulls, they're fake New York. We're real New York. So yeah, they moved to Nassau County. That makes sense. So something to keep an eye on there.
I'm not saying I'd like to see him leave. Actually, yes, I would. I would like to see him leave the Islanders. But he's not going to, because this is the NHL, where once you get like 6 or 7 years into the league, it's the equivalent of a 20-year marriage where you just stay together with the kid. You ain't going anywhere.
And then we'll repeat this whole song and dance for Erik Karlsson in 2 years' time. Except that might actually happen because he's on a Canadian team.
Yeah, and he's from Sweden, and, you know, they like to do weird shit, like, I don't know.
Like, hey, welcome to
they're different.
Welcome to the Panthers.
They're different people.
Hey.
Well, that would just be disgusting. I would quit the league if that happened. Not even kidding. I would quit. I'm done.
I mean, they did it back in the day with Pavel Bure, which worked for the Panthers for, like, a year.
Well,
that was a trade, but
that was a trade.
Just him, so we didn't get the full blow. Karlsson ends up on, like, the Panthers. I'm just going to dump the stupid league. As you can see, my excitement for the NHL is at an all-time high.
You're going to put a startup league if that happens and try to sign Erik Karlsson as your only player.
Only player.
Erik Karlsson, Erik Karlsson's, and he wins the championship.
Just protect him from protecting.
We could be like, remember when they tried to reboot the WHA, the lockout year? It's like, hey, we're going to bring back the WHA and compete against the NHL. And then the lockout happened, and then the WHA never came back, and then we got no hockey anyway. I mean, there was AHL hockey still, but I mean, whatever.
On the topic of the Panthers, what a weird offseason they had.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
We're going to get division by division.
They're clearing cap space for, like, what? Just bringing all the old Blackhawks dudes on board in a couple years?
Probably.
I mean, they are, like, the retirement home for the Chicago Blackhawks, pretty much.
Oh, don't worry, there's...
Then they decided, you know, maybe we should be doing not a good idea.
Oh, don't worry, there's also the mystery of the Colorado Avalanche's offseason of, hey, let's do absolutely nothing to improve our team, but keep Matt Duchene. Because for some reason we don't like any trade offers, so let's.
He's not going to. he ain't going to get traded. Just watch, because the Avalanche are dumb.
Basically. I mean, they're just very stupid.
And other storylines before we wrap up.
Where the hell is Jaromir Jagr going?
Sir, this is... I want to quit the league over this.
He's going to sign with the team on February 27th after the Olympics. We know. I can see this coming from a mile away.
I mean, the Blues... I mean...
I hope he signs with someone right before the playoffs. I hope someone pulls that move. Just total power move. Signs him right before the playoffs. And he just goes on a tear.
Yeah.
Puts up like 25 points because, you know, he hasn't played a game all year. Which, of course, the Penguins would be the ones to do this.
Yeah, the Penguins would be the team.
Penguins definitely would have won.
Happy reunion.
I probably...
Look, if the Flyers can reconcile with Eric Lindros and the Ducks with Paul Kariya, the only step left is Pittsburgh with Jaromir Jagr. Or he'll sign with Anaheim, I don't know.
Or the Blues, because they need Robbie Fabry, who's out, and that's a good replacement.
Him on the Blues would just sad. They would make that dude sit on the fourth line and play 10 minutes a game and make him check.
Alrighty.
But, you know.
And also, that's the other storyline. Is the NHL's out of the Olympics, which, I mean, I don't know. All the Olympic hockey games are going to be in the middle of the night. I'm kind of not as angry as everyone else is on that.
It's stupid. That's it. It's just stupid.
But hey, they're in South Korea, and who knows what happens if North Korea tries to attack South Korea, then we protect Ovechkin and Erik Karlsson.
Not a bad.
Yeah, that's a good trade-off. Batman knows what he's doing, even though he looks stupid. He knows Kim Jong-un is watching this and looking to take every NHL player hostage for reasons.
I know we're all excited about Elliot Kovalchuk returning next year to the NHL, but if he dies because of North Korea attacks, it's better than Erik Karlsson, so I can live with that.
And we've reached the other high point of the podcast. Alright, Alright, let's move on to the actual predicting stuff. We'll go division by division. We'll start with the Pacific, which, hey, we have something old in Anaheim, something new in Edmonton, and something really
nothing
new in
else.
Vegas, and everyone else kind of stayed stagnant, which is not good news for a lot of teams in that division. But it's looking like the Pacific is looking like the Oilers and Ducks playground again. The Sharks are getting older, the Flames are in neutral, Arizona's getting a little bit better, the Kings, for God knows what reason, still thinking it's the year 2012. Vancouver's still in rebuilding mode, and Vegas is brand spanking new, which means, we're probably thinking about Anaheim and Edmonton again. And, RIP, here come the Oilers. They kind of ruined that last year by actually being good and actually building up.
I mean,
they did lose a Game 7.
Yeah. Here come the Oilers!
So, thoughts on the Pacific Division?
It stinks.
It's probably the worst division in all of hockey. Maybe all of sports. The AC South.
Yeah. Beside that, yeah.
Besides the Atlantic Division in the NBA outside the Celtics.
I don't even know what the NBA divisions are, and I love the NBA. I don't even know what the divisions are. Why does the NBA have divisions?
They should be single tangent. Table by now.
total tangent, but yeah, I don't know why the NBA has divisions.
The WNBA found a way to make it like all single table. It's kind of
great idea.
The NBA to get there, right? At the very least, single table conferences. I mean, it's not like divisions mean anything anyway, because you win your division and finish fifth.
NHL should do this too. Like, why are we still going off this stupid playoff format?
Wasn't year three supposed to be the
every single year they keep like pushing down the road. Like at one point, it's gonna be okay eventually. Well, we're like 4 years in now, and it still sucks.
Well, it's gonna end when we finally don't get a Capitals Penguins second round.
Yeah, like for the 1 year we get there, everyone's gonna be like, see, now are y'all happy? The two best teams didn't play in the second round. No, it still sucks.
No, so we're going back to Also, get hype. One other tangent, get hype for the MLB wildcard games where everyone's going to be seven games apart from one another. It'll be funny if the Yankees lose, though.
All American sports leagues have a problem with, you know, their divisions. Except for the NFL, but the NFL sucks and no one cares, so. No, they got the other problems, too.
They're just the Anthem League now.
You know what gets it? You know what gets the playoff system right? The UEFA Champions League.
They do get it right. You know, they give you like 4 months where you don't have to watch because no one, even the group stage is better this year. And then, you know, it's like here from February on, you need to watch.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're gonna put Man United in some ridiculously joke group like they always are, but hey, we're gonna put Tottenham in the group of death.
Yeah, you know, they get it right. But yeah, I don't know. The NHL's divisions are dumb. The Pacific is pretty crappy because the Kings stink. The Coyotes are something. I don't really know. The Vegas will be better than Vegas will be better than most expansion teams in other sports. Mm-hmm. They will be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not really going to show in the standings, but they're going to be like way more competitive than
others. The best thing Vegas has going for them is that they have a legitimate NHL goalie.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing. They have Marc-Andre Fleury, who, even if he's not great all the time, is a legitimate NHL goalie, which is more than a couple NHL teams can actually say. So that's their best selling point. And they have, like, some legitimately, like, very underrated players on their team. So they'll be better. I don't think they'll be a playoff team. But I think they'll be, I still think they could have made their team more fun. Like, I think there were options out there to just, you know, pick, like, fun players so that they'd, you know, put on a more entertaining on-ice product. But they should be okay. I don't think they'll make the playoffs, but they should be okay.
Also, we got one other thing with Vegas we got to see during the season. Does the NBA's LA hangover become a thing as the NHL's Vegas hangover?
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen.
I just can't wait to see the life of Gerald Gallant in Vegas.
My dude who got fired out of like a taxi cab. Now he's in Vegas. Moving on up in the world.
Yeah. Hey, he's taking the Lane Kiffin approach. Get fired on a tarmac, and then you fall upwards.
Yeah.
Except
his Alabama is now Las Vegas. Or FAU. Whatever we're talking about.
Boca Raton. Lots of retirees in Vegas, too, I guess.
Look, for the right kind of person, and Lane Kiffin is that kind of person, Boca Raton is a hell of a place to live. I don't know if Las Vegas is Gerard Gallant's kind of town, but look, the dude got fired from a team that exists in Sunrise, Florida, out of a taxi cab, and now he's in Las Vegas. That is an undeniable improvement.
Yeah. Sunrise, Florida, also lots of retirees. Elsewhere, I mean, Calgary, every year you're like, oh, Calgary's going to take a step up, and then it's like,
nope.
Hey, Calgary's just doing the same thing. They're not really improving.
But they did get Hamonic, which is like probably the only good thing that they did. Who would you say your starting goalie is? Mike Smith, Brian Elliott, over Brian Elliott.
I'd go with Elliott.
Yeah, so it's not that
Brian
big.
Elliott. I mean, like,
he's
serviceable. I'm not saying I want to take credit for this, but like, there are a lot of NHL stats people who were like, why isn't Brian Elliott getting more credit every year after he played 40 games a season and post amazing numbers? And it's like, and then he plays the full season and doesn't get amazing numbers. And it's like, wow. It's almost like just because you put up great numbers for 40 games a year doesn't mean that you can be a starter for 65. Like, that was the thing. He played 40 games in St. Louis and do amazing. And they're like, well, he's the best goalie in the league. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. But he's probably better than Mike Smith, who's like 74 years old at this point.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's going to be watch out, Harvey the Hound. I know McTavish ripping your tongue. Wait till Mike Smith gets angry. He's coming for your head, Harvey. I mean, yeah, Los Angeles, as I said before, thinking it's the year 2012.
Stink. They stink.
They don't look good at all. Hey, you know what's good, everybody? What's good? Let's get an old Michael Camilleri, because we think he's still is old Michael Camilleri.
I didn't even know that dude's still in the league.
Dean Lombardi.
Who's now with the Philadelphia Flyers.
But his spirit lives on with the
his
Kings.
Spirit lives on.
With the Kings front office still thinking it's 2012.
I mean, really, like, look, it's amazing. It's, like, the entire game, literally, everyone has realized this, is predicated on the fact you need to be fast. And the Kings are like, well, we're going to go out there and we're going to be rough and hit hard.
It worked twice for us this decade, yeah.
You tried that.
Let's see, Vancouver is still in rebuilding mode. They're young, but...
They have a new coach.
Year. Yeah, another year they should be
No, they stink. They're going to stink for a long time.
No, I was saying another year they'll be in, like, wild card contention. I mean,
I strongly doubt that. Their two best players are still, like, 75 years old.
This is okay.
But they already got a really hot Sam Gagne from the Blue Jackets. Big addition. 50-point career year for him.
My dude's going to fall off a cliff. That dude probably shot like 20% last year, and he's going to fall off a cliff. But at least he got paid. Did he get paid? Did he get like multi-years at least?
Ooh.
I hope he did for his sake after he rode the hot streak of his life. I hope that dude got a multi-year deal.
All right, so San Jose, good news, you got Joe Thornton back. Bad news, Patrick Marleau's gone.
Wow. Joe Thornton's old.
He's old.
I love Joe Thornton, but my dude, he is old.
By the way, with Gagne, 3 years, $9.45 million deal.
My dude, get that money.
Gotta get to the salary cap floor in BC, right?
My dude rode the hot streak of his life. $3 million a year.
Okay,
clean
so
living.
So the bright side of the Pacific is, yeah, Edmonton and Anaheim both could win the West. So,
Look, at some point or another, Randy Carlyle is going to trip over himself because he's Randy Carlyle. This is going to happen. I don't know when. Maybe
it's
not this
year. It's
going to
be while he's at the toaster again.
But it's going to happen. Anaheim cannot keep being this good coached by Randy Carlyle. So something's good. The jig's going to come up eventually.
Unless Ryan Miller from the Sabres shows up and somehow they do well, which makes no sense, which I don't think will happen.
Is he their goalie?
He's one of
the backup.
Here's the weird thing.
Gibson?
Gibson. Here's the weird thing with the
Gibson's good.
Here's the weird thing about the Anaheim Ducks. They've under the radar have been like a consistent Western Conference finalist in recent years. They can never
Is
get to
the
Stanley
radar?
Cup final. But, like, everyone forgets about Anaheim when we're talking about, like, oh, Stanley Cup contenders.
Do we? I mean, we mentioned them, but they don't win it, so they don't get... Like, here's the deal as a Stanley Cup contender. You either win it, so that buys you about, like, 5 years of goodwill.
Except for the Kings.
Well, the Kings. The Kings got it. A couple years ago, the Kings were everyone's
Stanley Cup. I know. But I'm saying now.
It's been less than five years
in 2014.
You either win it, and you get 5 years of goodwill, or... You are awesome always, but never win it, like the Capitals or the Sharks. And that's what gets you as a Stanley Cup final contender. Otherwise, you know, if you're like... I mean, I guess Anaheim sort of falls into that category, but... So, yeah, I mean, like, that's what gets you as a Stanley Cup final contender. You either have to win it, or then there's, like, the third category of, like, the trendy upstart, like Nashville and Tampa Bay. You know, like, that's your, like, third category. Mm-hmm.
Or you could be the Leafs.
You know who? You know one good season and
major
my
markets.
God, they're going to win the whole thing.
Major markets, Canadian edition. And then speaking of Canadian teams, Edmonton. I mean, we made fun of them last year, and then they went on and actually progressed for their first time ever. And given how weak the Pacific is, it's only going to go up from there, probably.
They're fun.
Yeah.
In this league, that's about the best thing you can say about them. They are fun.
So let's go to the Central, where we got lots of boring teams instead. Let's see. Central divisions.
Oh, wait. Question about the Oilers. Do you like their switch to the navy blue?
You mean the switch to the orange?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that too, but also, like, the royal blue, the navy blue, too.
I didn't even notice that.
It actually looks pretty good. I didn't think on paper it would sound good, but it looks sharp. I'd rather they wear navy blue than orange. I like the orange as an alternate, not as a full time.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
But it looks really sharp, the orange and the navy blue.
It does, which I was surprised about.
Like Syracuse, the Syracuse women's team should rip off those jerseys ASAP because it just looks so good. So that's another storyline we forgot to mention. Adidas is now the official uniform supplier of the NHL.
Thank God they didn't ruin them.
I know, it's like
Thank
the reverse
freaking
Reebok
God.
Edge. It's a reverse Reebok Edge and everything. Most teams stayed the same. Ones that changed didn't screw them up, for the most part. But Reebok, when they changed over, remember the Devils were like, no, we're not changing anything. So when Adidas comes in and most teams are like, yeah, we're not changing anything, the Devils are like, we're changing the uniforms, and the Devils stupidly remove stripes. Okay, Nashville's also a downgrade. But otherwise, across the board, I mean, Edmonton looks sharp. Vegas looks great. I mean, Vegas is a really... They're going to look good, even... I mean, as much as Vegas is like a wishy-washy idea to put a team in, pretty sharp.
I think Vegas is going to be a great success. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
I think a bunch of drunk people are going to go there off of gambling, and they're going to go, and they're going to have fun, and it's going to be great.
We shall see. As long as Arizona moves, that's all I care about with the Sun Belt. Carolina's got the Hurricane stripes back, too. Those are...
Thank God.
Yeah, those are
Capitals have got some really stupid, like, freaking stripe on the shoulder, and it looks god-awful. It looks so bad.
Oh, yeah, the collars are terrible. The collars for the
collar is
terrible.
So bad. If you were going to do that, you at least could have switched to the third jerseys, but no.
Oh, and speaking of third jerseys, give it up for Ottawa, who's doing a lame duck year with their Reebok Edge set. Just to redesign a jersey for next year, going probably the vintage jerseys because they got the O everywhere. And, give it up for Ottawa not doing a rebrand when the Adidas rollout comes in and just wait a year anyway. You get that money because it's the old jerseys with the new Adidas tag and hit them up twice, I guess.
So they're cheap as hell, so they need the money.
Yeah, well, that's true. Ottawa is like a Sun Belt team in terms of attendance anyway, so out there in the middle of nowhere in what used to be Canada, Ontario, it's now swallowed up by Ottawa, probably for the purpose of having the Senators in Ottawa. I haven't heard anything lately about their new arena efforts heading to downtown Ottawa yet. That's been kind of in the pipeline for a while. So the Central Division, where, okay, they're not as great as everyone makes them out to be, but they still probably will have five playoff teams regardless. So we're kind of in the shifting of the seasons here. Chicago's trending downward, and like the Kings think it's the year 2013 still. Minnesota was actually fun to watch last year in a miracle. Nashville's started the season slow. The regular season was a little bit like, not living up to the hype. But then the playoffs happened, they went on that run. It's like, yeah, this is the Nashville we were looking forward to at the beginning of the season. Dallas had no goaltending, but now kind of do. St. Louis is there and still solid. And Winnipeg... Poor old Winnipeg, it's like every year you expect them to improve, and it looks like they're going to improve, but you don't know where to put them to improve because of everyone on top of them. And then there's the Colorado Avalanche, an absolute disgrace to the sport of hockey, who did absolutely nothing to improve on their league worst team last year, and will probably have the honor of finishing below the expansion Vegas Golden Knights.
That's probably a good idea. I mean, they should, like, last year, it was like, I mean, they were trying to be good. It's like, you know, they were losing every game, but they were also trying to be good. At least this year, they seem to have admitted, yeah, we really do suck. So, let's try to suck.
The year is...
I don't know what the hell else they're going to do. Like, what? You know, I mean, beside the fact they still haven't traded Matt Duchene for reasons...
The year is 2037, and Joe Sakic is still not trading Matt Duchene.
What is he doing?
And the best part is, too, last year they were like a league worst. Like, they were worse than Buffalo that year where they tanked. They were doing it on purpose. And Colorado,
yeah,
for all
Colorado
their... Colorado
was trying.
And for Colorado, all their troubles, they get rewarded with the fourth overall pick in the draft. That was the kicker.
Sometimes the gods decide that tanking is better than trying and being terrible. Sometimes, like, yeah, you know what? Y'all are so dumb for actually trying with this team. You're not getting the number one pick. To be fair, it wasn't a very good draft anyway, so...
Yeah, so Colorado is there. So the other teams, which, it's kind of six teams for four or five playoff spots. And could be kind of interesting.
Nashville's good. Everyone else... Nashville and Minnesota are the two best teams in the division. The Blues have been the same team for about 7 years now.
Yeah, good for third or fourth place.
Lick.
Yeah.
Blues are the same god darn team they've been for 6 or 7 years. The Blackhawks have somehow decided that going back to 2013 is a good idea.
Hey, well, the Kings are doing it to 2012.
Getting the band back together. Like, the band isn't A.
It's like the NWO. It's like the NWO after the finger poke of doom.
Yeah, like the NWO and the WWF 2002. Get the band back together. Nah, dude, no one cares. It's 2002 now. This shit's old. No one cares. And now the Blackhawks have decided to get the band back together in 2017, despite the fact that the band is A, old, and B, not as good.
And they lost Panarin.
Well, yeah, that's the not as good part. Like, that's not as good part. Brandon Saad is not as good as Artemi Panarin. The other part was they were trying to get the band back together with, like, old dudes. And it's like, no.
Patrick Sharp, baby. Eat back.
Don't worry, they get to benefit from a cap exercise again with Marian Hossa. They'll get that cap money somehow back.
Yeah, that whole deal is probably still fishy.
Oh,
I don't want to say it's fishy, but like this is the NHL where teams do shit like that, so it probably is.
Yeah, I mean Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane will still be good, but otherwise...
Toews is that decline is that hill is he's on that decline. There is nowhere but down.
And then I guess
he is.
And then
that dude ain't putting up points anymore.
And then, still the West's biggest enigma, the Dallas Stars.
Who's their goalie now?
Ben freaking Bishop, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
You know, at this point, it's been like 3 years that I don't even think we should put Lundqvist on the Stars now because he's old. Like, you know? It's like, that was the idea, you know? It's like, we'll get Lundqvist away from the Rangers and we'll send him to Dallas and Dallas will be fun and have a goalie. And now Lundqvist is like 40 and...
We're still waiting on that trade.
It's not going to happen. No, but it'll happen after he falls off a cliff and it doesn't even matter.
When he becomes a backup, because the Stars love getting everyone when they were good and then like... The year after they become a backup, they go for them when it's clear that they decline.
Ben Bishop. Ben Bishop had that hot run. Now he's not as good anymore. And
now he's a star. They added him.
I mean, he's still better than...
Carey Lettinen.
Carey Lettinen.
That whole expression of if you have two quarterbacks. Yeah. Yeah, except that... Normally, when people say that, the two quarterbacks are decent. In this case, Dallas' two goalies stunk. But Carey Lettinen got to go to Pittsburgh as a backup, so live long and prosper, I guess.
And then...
We did get Alexander Radulov, though, for like 5 years. We'll see how long
actually
lasts.
That is a smart move.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dallas' problem is goal scoring.
They're going to score.
They're fun as hell. They're doing the 1990s Newcastle United method of they score goals, but they don't defend. Or this year's Liverpool squad. They're Liverpool FC. They'll score, but they can't defend for their lives.
They are going to... The Newcastle one's actually a very good one. They're super... Like, in 20 years, we're going to remember this Dallas team, like, which is such great nostalgia, you know, who, like, tried to fly close to the sun, you know, but burned out because their goaltending sucks.
Their defense
isn't even that bad. Their goaltending just really, really sucks.
I'm trying to think of a good lacrosse equivalent. Maybe the early 2010s Albany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before they had Blaze. Well, they had Blaze.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a good lacrosse equivalent. Like, they score nothing but goals, but they can't defend if their lives.
Well, I mean, UVA this year.
Yeah, UVA.
UVA, definitely.
UNC, yeah. Most years.
Yeah, UNC is a good one. When like, I mean, they hit a point a couple times where they had a good defense. But like, yeah, there was a while there UNC was like scoring 15 and giving up 16.
So that'll
that's
be
Dallas.
Yeah, so Dallas
4-4, give up 5.
Dallas is your center ice alert team.
They're fun. They are fun.
They are fun. And then there's Winnipeg, who, as I said, it's like every year they get better, but the issue is everyone on top of them, it's hard to find a way to put them ahead of somebody.
They should be better, though. I know they're in a tough division, and that's hard. But they have, I mean, Mark Scheifele is a superstar. Plain and simple. Great player. Fantastic player. Blake Wheeler. Hell of a player.
Blake Wheeler.
Great player.
Patrick Laine. Yeah.
Patrick Laine. That guy is going to be awesome. Until the NHL beats the fun out of him relentlessly. But still, anyhow, like the Jets, I mean, like, they've settled into this thing where it's like they're okay, and we sort of give them a pass for it because, well, your division, you know, is super hard. It's like, but man, you know, they got like a bunch of really darn good players. They should be better.
I mean, time is running out. The Hockey News called them the 2018 Stanley Cup champs in 2015. So they got to get it done this year.
That was stupid. I mean, they got swept in 2015.
They got swept.
That was their one playoff run.
Well, no. I know, but they got swept. I'm saying in 2015, the Hockey News had a front page article that the Winnipeg Jets would be the 2018 Stanley Cup champ.
I mean, they were fun that year, and they were good, but, I mean, like, they still got swept.
This is up there with the UMBC MLL factory. Oh, no, the 2019... They still got another year. The Hockey News had them as the 2019 Stanley Cup champions. And the 2015 Future Watch.
Go get on it, I guess.
So they need to
figure out something with their young goalies, because Steve Mason is a decent starter, but like Michael Hutchinson and or Connor Hellebuck needs to do something.
I mean, I feel like we've been waiting on Hellebuck for a while, but I could be wrong. Like, how long has he been in the league? Like, am I making this up? Can one of y'all who's near a computer figure that out for me?
Yeah, I don't feel like going to Hockey Database tonight. We're not here.
Damn it, Ryan.
What are we doing?
Hellebuck?
How long has Hellebuck been in the league?
I feel like 2-3 years.
Oh, okay. Because I thought he like might have been 1 year. Because I'm like, I mean, I feel like I've been hearing about him for like 2 or 3 years now. I'm like waiting for, you know, the breakout. But I thought I might have been fibbing. He like had been in the league for 1 year, and I was being unfair.
If you haven't noticed by now, in 45 minutes of this podcast, this is not really a preview as much as it is a bar talk about hockey.
Yeah. Well, we did not prepare for this at all.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting outside where there were 3 deer down the hill, like, 3 minutes ago.
All right, so 2014-2015 was his first year in the AHL. 2015-16 was his first year in the NHL, and then last year he played in 56 games.
Okay, so I'm being a little unfair, but, like, this is the year where, you know, it's time to crap or get off the pot, you know. It's
yeah,
we heard about him for a while and he had a lot of hype, and goalie development is not linear. I mean, it's like Braden Holtby debuted in, you know, 2010-11, and then went up and then went back down and then finally went up, you know, like 5 years in. So like, I mean, goalies develop weird, but still, I mean, I've been hearing about him for a while and he's supposed to be like the missing link for Winnipeg. So yeah, I guess if they're going to make a run, they're going to need him.
All right, and then the other two teams, obviously, as Jake alluded to, Minnesota and Nashville. As I said before, Nashville lived up to the hype when it was playoff time after a little bit of a disappointing regular season, but then they stepped up in the playoffs. And Minnesota disappointed in the playoffs again, but at least Minnesota's fun to watch now. So there's that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Minnesota should be getting good. Should be good again this year too.
Did they do anything in the offseason?
They traded away Pominville and Marco Scandella for Marcus Foligno and Tyler Ennis, and they signed 40-year-old Matt Kellen.
Okay, so they did nothing.
And Kyle Quincy. They got Kyle Quincy. I mean, so nothing.
That's still nothing. The trade is, I mean, basic, you know, the players they traded are the same as the players they got back. Cullen's okay, but, you know, he's 40, and Quincy stinks, so. I mean, the thing with Minnesota is that they are fun now, and that's good, and, you know, like, I think we're all, like, excited about the fact they seem to, like, you know, be, but, like, Minnesota, it's, like, I think in some ways people treat Minnesota like it's, you know, a young team coming up, and it's, like, you forget, they've got Parisi and Suter.
Zach Parise has been in the league for, like, 12 years now.
Of time. They have Parise and Suter tied up until, like, 2045. And it's like, sooner or later, those guys are going to start getting bad, and you're going to have money tied up to your neck and not going to be able to do anything.
And Joe Sakic hasn't traded Matt Duchene at that time.
Yes. Yep. So, like, still. I mean, it's fun that Minnesota, like, you know, is now, like, entertaining to watch and not bland as shit. But, you know, like, I mean, you got to get on this, you know, you got to start winning soon. Because that team is not super young, and they've got a lot of money tied up in players till the end of time. And sooner or later, you're just going to be swamped in cap hell.
Shall we move on to the Atlantic?
Why not? Because it's, yeah.
So the Atlantic Division is, still, nobody knows what the hell's up with anybody in this division, because they can be good, they can be bad. It's the mystery box division. You have your Canadian teams that all have made the playoffs, which is a shame after the 2016 hilarity of no Canadian teams, and then they all made it. Tampa Bay took a step back last year and missed the playoffs, but that was also due to a lot of injuries. They were back in the playoff hunt final week of the season, but fell up short to Toronto. Boston actually made the playoffs, which is another topic which is kind of baffling, because Boston's always in the wild card, and they even finished in third. And Florida took a huge step back, and Buffalo and Detroit are Buffalo and Detroit last year. Be prepared to hear about nothing but Toronto this year, because TSN and Sportsnet don't know anything outside of Toronto and Montreal exists. So where are we looking at this year in the Atlantic?
I mean, as much as we rag on, you know, the Toronto media for saying this is the year for the Leafs, I struggle to think of a team in that division who's better.
Yeah, Toronto. I mean, yeah, that's the thing with Toronto.
They're the best. They're the best team in that division. When the Lightning have, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I said this last year when they got eliminated in Game 6. I said, enjoy the Leafs while you can now before the media insufferability starts, because this team's going to be here a long while with that young core.
Yep.
I mean, that's just, like, look, the Lightning took a step back, and I don't know, I mean, it's easy to say injuries, but you know, I think they just have a lot. It feels like they had players who kind of played above their heads for a couple of years. And I remember the triplets line a couple of years ago that now suddenly feels like they kind of maxed out. Stamkos, I mean, look, that, you know, three or four years ago, people were saying he was the best goal scorer of his generation over Alex Ovechkin. And three or four years later, that thing just, you know, nipped that in the bud. I mean,
that's Steven Stamkos passing you right now, Jake, going to the hospital because he's hurt again.
Probably.
Wow, it's actually kind of refreshing to hear a siren go off and it's not Syracuse.
That's entirely possible, because this, I mean, like, I don't even know if Stamkos is a top 10 center in the league anymore. And, like, what, 5 years ago he scored 60 goals.
And I think he was going to be the biggest free agent. And then he got re-signed, and then he got hurt, and it's not the same anymore.
No. Seriously, he probably should have just, you know, took the money and run, but... So, yeah, and
but
then...
Hey, you get to hang out in the Gulf Shores of Florida your whole time.
There are worse lives.
Yeah.
I mean, their goalie, Vasilevsky, is going to be a monster. I do believe that. I do believe they chose the right goalie. Vasilevsky is the guy for me. But still, I mean, since they made that run to the Cup, it's been 2 years now. It's been, I know they made the Eastern Conference Finals that one time when they lost to Pittsburgh the year after. But that was not a very good team. They kind of skated by in a weak Atlantic. And the Atlantic was weak last year, and they didn't make it. So I don't know about them. Ottawa is a one-man show, and that one man is going to be hurt to start the year. Boston stinks. Montreal got a good coach, but they have no good players, and now they are in search of the players they traded away. Because this is Montreal.
All we need to say is Montreal Canadiens, and that explains everything.
Yeah, we want fast puck movers. Well, good thing you traded it. You got rid of all of them. Buffalo, I mean, you know, sooner or later, you know, we're going to need to see it. You know, it's put up or shut up time for Buffalo. And I'm blanking on anyone else in that division. That division's not very good.
Buffalo will probably have to say shut up, because this is Buffalo.
Yeah. No, great market, but are we coming up on 10 years of...
I don't think they made the playoffs since 2010, I think.
They made it in 2011.
Or 2011. 2011 was the last time they made it. And that was like, they were like a 6 or 7 seed. They didn't really do anything. They got...
And it is, we're either 10 or 11 years removed from, I guess, the anniversary of when they literally lost their entire defense in the conference finals.
Well,
I think that was 2006. They lost like every single defenseman. And that was the high point for Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean,
right after the lockout.
Yeah, and they would have forced overtime if it weren't for the delay of game rule in its first year, costing the Sabres a power play that the Canes scored on to win the game winner in Game 7. In the most Buffalo fashion ever, of course, the new rule after the lockout doesn't mean an iota until Game 7 when Buffalo does it. And then the year later, their better team, the 06-07 team, where it was all the hype and they were looking like world beaters, and then they lose to Ottawa of all teams in 5.
Yeah. But yeah.
God, and then they lost everybody, so, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, Buffalo, yeah, I mean, feels like, you know, like Buffalo and the Leafs, you know, they were supposed to, like, take the same ascendancy to the top, and the Leafs kept on going, and Buffalo just, you know, flailed around, and Jack Eichel got a coach fired.
Yeah,
he was voted Times 100 Most Influential Men, too, when that happened.
Well, it's not incorrect.
Yeah,
got a coach fired.
I mean, if things don't go well, I mean, obviously Eichel's an RFA and nobody offers offer sheets, so that's going to be the point.
I hate that. It's so dumb.
Yeah, nobody's going to offer a sheet, Eichel, so he's going to stay in Buffalo. Unless there's a trade, though. What if he forces a trade?
Where is it going to go?
What team has cap room?
That's the thing in the NHL. No one seems to have cap space. The Penguins always seem to create it out of thin air.
Yeah. Welcome to the Penguins, Jack Eichel.
I mean, hey, maybe he'll go to Colorado and they'll give up Matt Duchene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I'll go to Florida.
Who knows what the hell they're doing? As I said. Yeah,
speaking of Florida.
Finally, we've made it to Florida, who has had an offseason I just don't understand. I don't get what's up with Florida.
Florida, they don't know what direction they want to go in. And you know, they were having so much promise after they won the Atlantic in 16. It's like, hey, this team is...
I love that team.
They were on the up and
so
up.
Fun.
They could have won that series against the Islanders, too, if they had some things break their way. then who knows what they could have done against the Lightning in a Sunshine State Series. And then it just fell apart last year, and now they're running around like a chicken without a head.
Yeah, they've got this whole deal going on where it's like, they half want to be an analytics team, half want to be something else. All of hockey freaking wants to slit their throat for wanting to be an analytics team. So, they're like, they don't want to commit to it. Dale Talon, like, got fired, then came back. And now, I mean, it seems like you can correlate when they decided to start getting rid of all these players to clear cap space, when Dale Talon sort of regained power, probably because he wants to put together the Chicago Blackhawks again.
The 2013 Chicago Blackhawks! Everyone wants to be the 2013 Chicago Blackhawks or the 2012 Los Angeles Kings. Let's go.
After the Blackhawks reunion tour fizzles out, they'll all head down to Florida together.
So Jonathan Toews will be a Florida Panther in 4 years.
Oh, no, he's got that 10-year contract, so we can forget that.
Well, that never stopped the Panthers before.
Fair point. Those Blackhawks will dump their contracts somewhere. Like, Detroit. Oh, there's Detroit in this division.
Yeah, Detroit's in this division.
I totally forgot Detroit was in this division.
Detroit, if we're talking about falling off of cliffs.
That says
Detroit
it all.
Red Wings.
Like, the marquee NHL franchise, and I totally forgot they existed.
They're still in the Eastern Conference. They're in the, this is what, the fourth year of them in the Eastern, fifth year of them in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and still no one gives a crap.
Key moves for them this season. Trevor Daley and Luke Witowski coming and losing are Mitch Callahan. So a great offseason for Detroit.
They dumped Pavel Datsyuk in Arizona.
Yeah.
And they dumped the Greek guy too, right? They lost him to the KHL or something, right?
That was... but that looked like it could have.
And as I say, probably.
Yeah, so...
He's great too.
So, I mean, Trevor Daley's good, but I mean, otherwise, like, yeah.
Daley's old. I mean, he's old.
But, I mean, like, the Red Wings... Yeah,
it seems like they have committed.
Yeah, look, credit to the Red Wings. They're rebuilding it the right way instead of trying to have any embers of the streak of making the playoffs left.
Did Ilitch kick it yet?
Yes, he died earlier in the year.
Okay, so that's part of it. Like, every Detroit sports team had, like, an obligation when he was alive to give him a title. And, I mean, R.I.P.
The Red Wings lived up to that obligation in the 90s and aughts. The Tigers...
The Tigers spent years trying to find to get guy one more title. So, like, now he's kicked in, I guess they can all start rebuilding. The only interesting thing about the Red Wings is the new arena.
Yes, that's right. Another storyline, Little Caesars Arena, which is not in NHL 18 yet because they didn't have enough time to finish it because they had to give up half their production team to NBA Live to try and breathe life into that franchise. Like, they keep on trying to bring back NBA Live, and it's still not working. But that's another story. But yeah, Little Caesars Arena, I mean, yeah, it's a taxpayer ripoff, but it looks nice. It's better than watching games at Joe Louis Arena where everyone's standing in front of the camera. So we got that benefit. We don't have to have the camera angle where the whole entire deck's standing up, then they have to switch to the upper camera, and people are still standing up in front of that camera, just not as bad.
Unbelievable.
Maybe they updated the playlist to get music after the year 1997. I don't know. That's going to be a big ask, though. Because, I mean, let's face it, worst arena playlist in the league is Detroit.
Well, I mean, they're a hockey team in Detroit, you know? Like, they can't, like, actually have actual Detroit music, you know?
I mean, they play Lose Yourself every now and then in the final minute of the third. Oh, are they obligated to play Kid Rock now?
You can either...
Senator Kid Rock to you.
You can either play Detroit music or you can't, and since they're the hockey team, they decided...
The Pistons are back in Detroit, so they'll have all the Motown
finally
stuff.
Put the frickin' Pistons in Auburn Hills.
It would make more sense to put the Red Wings in Auburn, Auburn Hills.
But we put the Pistons
had the Detroit Vipers that did pretty well in Auburn Hills because Red Wings tickets were too expensive and white people tend to hang out in the suburbs. So
yeah, you put the white people team in the city and the you know actual team in the
this
you know,
essence
suburbs.
And spirit of Detroit.
Yes,
in the suburbs. Detroit, a blue collar, hardworking, mostly African American team, goes
in
to the white suburb
Auburn Hills.
Of Auburn Hills. Great.
Or at least they're back. Yeah.
And hey, I mean, and it's not like the Palace of Auburn Hills is going to old Pontiac Silverdome. They'll still use it for concerts and stuff. So it's, they'll rebuild.
Well, once they start using something just for concerts, it's going downhill. That's a death sentence. We're going to use you for concerts.
Detroit Vipers sure. Coming back. So that's Detroit. We covered Buffalo.
The Atlantic sucks. Let's move on.
Well, we still got to cover. Well, there's Boston. Boston's still
the same
Boston team. Ottawa is literally Eric Carlson and Mike Anderson, and that's about it.
You mean Craig Anderson?
Craig Anderson. I don't know why I said Mike. Oh, because teammate in high school across his name was Mike Anderson. He was a goalie. That's why I got it.
Well, and because they got that Mike, whose dad was a...
Mike Condon. His dad was a Massachusetts State Trooper, and he got to play in the NHL Winter Classic in Massachusetts. He went to Princeton. And I think that's all the tropes of that, right?
Yeah, I think we covered them all.
Covered them all. And yeah, I mean, there's Montreal and Toronto. Montreal will probably be the good old same paper Tigers they always are. They'll look good in the regular season, then come playoff time, they'll collapse under the weight of expectations, as is tradition. And Toronto, yeah, we kind of set it up on it. They're going to be very good for years to come, and this is going to be it. Let's move on to the Metropolitan, I guess, because this is, poor Chris hasn't even said anything in a while because he's so disinterested in the Atlantic.
Oh, well, yeah, you know what? The Atlantic kind of sucks, so who cares about the Atlantic?
It does.
Yeah. The Metropolitan, though, is going to be absolute chaos. Where you can have seven potential playoff teams in the division, so...
So I feel like the Metropolitan's peaked, though. Now it's going to be like, it's fun, but like, you know, we peaked there at one point, and now we're just heading downhill.
All right, let's
Rangers stink.
All right, let's start with the worst team, obviously, the New Jersey Devils. I love this new NHL where Colorado, Detroit, and New Jersey are all the worst teams in the league. It's refreshing.
It is unbelievable, isn't it?
It's refreshing because those three teams, well, the Devils were definitely boring in their heyday. The Red Wings were fun to watch.
That was fun.
Red Wings were fun to watch in retrospect. They were kind of boring because they were always good, but at the same token, in retrospect, you realize they were the only team scoring goals in the dead puck era.
And Colorado just wanted to chop their heads off.
Yeah. So. Yep. But now they're all three of them are the worst teams in the league. What a time to be alive. So, the Devils. Well.
No, we don't need to spend time talking about
that. Yeah, we're not talking about the Devils.
Nope.
Let's talk about the rest. Where should we start? I guess the defending two-time Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins that all three of us don't like.
They have, by process of elimination, sort of found themselves at the top. Like, they just sort of waited everyone. Like, they won, and everyone else tried to catch up with them and sort of burned out. So, they still find themselves at the top.
Yeah, and I feel like Pittsburgh, it's like, yeah, they didn't really do that much, but they didn't really need to.
What do they need to? They've won two cups.
Two cups in a row, and it's...
They've got Crosby, Malkin, and Kessel. They will be good as long as they have those three players.
And then you add on Matt Murray.
Yeah, there you go. They got three of the best forwards in the league and a great goalie. They don't need to do shit.
And they'll find a way to circumvent the cap come trade deadline time and find room for some guy you thought they'd have no room for.
Jack Eichel,
John Tavares.
And Nate McKinnon.
Matt Duchene.
Eric Carlson.
Look, like, last year's Pittsburgh team was not good, but they had Crosby, Malkin, Kessel, and a great goalie. It's not fair, but that's
life isn't
fair.
The Bears just turned over the ball for, like, the third time in a quarter.
Can't believe you were watching Thursday Night Football and have to see it on your TV. And I have to, like, in some way watch the NFL.
All right, but, going back to Pittsburgh, yeah, I mean... Rightfully so. It's very hard to three-peat. Nobody's three-peated since the 83 Islanders. But, I mean, it's hard to bet against this Penguin team.
You think the luck will run out at some point, but again, you got Crosby, Malkin, Kessel.
Yep.
Yep.
You can't say it enough. That's it.
All right, so then there's also, in terms of homer teams, we'll go with the Flyers, who are...
Yo, the Flyers, the hockey team, the Flyers. Woo.
The Flyers, I mean, the Flyers still trying to think that tough guy hockey works. So guess who they hired? Mike Lombardi to bring back the 2012...
No, not Mike, that's the wrong Lombardi.
Dean Lombardi coming back to bring the 2012 Los Angeles Kings.
I heard they're going to also dig up Vince Lombardi from the grave and he'll be with the Phillies.
Dustin Brown going to be a future Flyer.
Oh, future geez. Flyer.
Oh. Okay, gotcha. Mike Richards somehow back from his crack cocaine deal and Jeff Carter.
Mike Richards, my dude. I can actually say I saw Mike Richards like last. I watched all of Mike Richards last like 30 NHL games. My dude can't do shit anymore. My dude can't do shit. My dude's finished. He can go. He has a nice dog.
I stupidly signed him in my NHL 18 expansion mode, and then realized, wait, he's like a 72 overall. Why the hell am I wasting cap space on this guy?
I don't even know he's a 72 overall. He didn't even play in the league last year.
Well, and because NHL, EA Sports NHL, the lowest you can do if you're an NHL player is like 71.
He's not an NHL player. He's not a player anymore.
If you ever played in the NHL.
Oh, okay.
You get like 71. And then there's the Islanders, who nobody knows what they're going to be doing. I mean, they could either be mediocrely okay and barely miss the playoffs, or mediocrely good and barely make the playoffs. I like the Jordan Eberle move. I mean, I'll say with the Islanders, they did show...
Yeah, that was good.
They showed signs of life when they finally fired Jack Capuano and hired Doug Weight. It was only 2.5 months too late. But
Jack Capuano reminded me of some guy displaced from a Seinfeld episode.
I mean, the Islanders only missed the playoffs for like a point or so. I mean, if they fired Capuano literally 2.5 months before they did, if they fired him like 3 weeks before they did, they would have made the playoffs. So Doug Weight did a pretty good job coaching them. It's just that it's not. I like the Eberle move. It's kind of offset by losing Hamonic. But Everlay's a little bit of an improvement in terms of, you know, goal scoring and everything. But it feels like it's like the Islanders, they did some things, but they didn't do too much. So they're kind of just there. But at the same token, they'll still be in a fight for a playoff spot. So we'll see.
Islanders stink. There you go. That's it. That's simple. We don't need to sugarcoat this, Ryan.
All right. So on to Washington. After years, after Jake finally broke... Is this the year you finally give up on thinking the Capitals are going to do anything to help your expectations, or is it going to just become like the Redskins, where you were giving up on them and didn't care, but now you have a semblance of hope for the Redskins, and it's going to let you down and burn you in the end?
I have a feel, like, there is part of me that's thinking that's the Capitals are going to do this year. They're going to after they broke you for so many years, they're going to sneak in as like a, you know, the third place team
and be go like
on some dumb, stupid run and win the whole thing.
Or become the 2012 team.
Yeah, like, just go through some dumb, stupid... Oh, that team's going to play on the third line and, like, score 5 goals. You know, it's going to be some stupid shit. Tom Wilson will be the leading scorer in the playoffs and somehow...
Second leading scorer, Devontae Smith-Pelly.
I don't think he's going to make the team.
Ah!
I don't think he's going to make the team. But no, I mean, like, part of me thinks, like... I mean, I think people are, like forgetting... They're still a good team. Or as Alex Ovechkin said, we're not going to suck. like, they're still a good team. They're not as good, but, like, I mean, they still, like, as long as you got a goaltender like they do, you have a chance. They still have a lot of good players. You got a couple young players who, you know, contribute. Orlov and Niskanen are going to have to play 40 minutes a game because the rest of the blue line stinks. But no, I mean, like... they're not as good, but they're still good. I still think there's a way they could possibly win the division. I don't think they will, but I could see it happening. But yeah, like, this could be a year where, you know, after everyone gave up on him and buried him 6 feet in the ground, this, like, might be the year they actually, like, because, you know, sports are dumb and shit happens like that. So I don't know. But I'm at least at peace. Like, you know, like, I went in all in on for 2 years and, you know, they broke me. And now I can just sort of enjoy it.
Oh, there's a weather delay in Green Bay. Fantastic. But
oh,
yeah.
My God.
But, yeah, so, the Caps. What was I going to say? By the way, we apologize way late if you are offended by Jake dropping the S-bomb at all. I'm not bothering to censor this episode. So, if
you're... Shut up, Ryan.
So, apologies for that.
This is a family podcast, Jake.
Shut up.
You were an advocate of this before.
I don't have an explicit tag on this. I have a clean tag.
Well, I mean, look, it wasn't like the one time Adam just went, like, full and dropped the full F-bomb.
That's true. We could get away with this. I mean, Bob McKenzie drops the S word every other word.
If Bob McKenzie can do it, then I can do it.
Margarita Bob rules. That's what we're going to face when Apple comes at us. Next up, let's talk about the Rangers. The Rangers might actually finally miss the playoffs for once, which means they'll sneak in as a wild card like they always do and piss us off in doing so.
Rangers are some booty. Rangers are butt.
Well, we said this last year, and guess what happened? They made the playoffs.
Yeah,
and then they won playoff series because Montreal's Montreal and does not know how to do it. But then they lost to Ottawa, which is hilarious.
They're really butt.
Once again, Henrik Lundqvist. Why couldn't you go?
Might be it. Might be old now.
Which means he'll be on. He'll finally go to Dallas in another year. Who's the Rangers' backup this year? Because every year their backup looks really good, but because they don't want to start him ahead of Lundqvist, they end up trading him away every offseason. So who's the Rangers' backup this year that's going to make a move and make himself money next offseason? Now I got to look up the Rangers' depth chart.
I'm looking. Rangers backup is...
Who is it? Andrei Pavlik.
Andrei Pavlik.
Pavlik?
Oh, wow. Andrei Pavlik ain't making himself money.
Never mind.
The New York Rangers made the playoffs once again.
Who's the starting goalie at Hartford? He'll be the future star that won't become the Rangers' future star.
Andrei Pavlik. Wow.
Then we got the up-and-up teams. We got Columbus and Carolina.
All in on Carolina.
Yeah, Carolina
is going
to be very fun to watch, I bet. They've got a solid squad put together.
They got themselves one heck. I think they have the best blue line in the division. Columbus has got Varensky and Jones, but Carolina's got Falk, Hanifin, Jacob Slavin. Slavin's the most underrated defense in the league. Then their forwards, they've got Jordan Staal is actually good, I think, you know. They also got, Sebastian Aho. I think he's a, you know, good young guy. They got a couple young guys there. They had Justin Williams. He can still go. And they finally have a goalie. No more
Cam Ward.
No more keeping Cam Ward around because he was good
in 2006.
You know, 10 years ago. So they got themselves. That was the thing. They needed a goalie. They had no goalie. And now, I mean, we'll see Scott Darling having to play a full role, but he has been good for about, I mean, he's played by 80 games, and those 80 games have been good. So, yeah, I'm all in on Carolina. I think they're the third best team in this division.
They look young. They could be the next most entertaining team with Aho and Elias Lindholm.
You saw signs of it last year that, I mean, they stayed them in
They've been good for a couple years.
Yeah, they stayed in the wild card hunt for quite a while last year.
Jeff Skinner had a damn revival. Last year. Jesus.
Skinner just blew up like it was 2012 again.
Yeah, so Carolina's going to be a good team to watch. And then there's Columbus. Like Columbus is going to be interesting.
Columbus, I guarantee you, Columbus peaked under Tortorella with that win streak. That's it. He's going to be fired in like 2 years, and all we're going
to
remember is that.
Remember last year when we all thought, who's going to be the first coach to get fired? Tortorella, and then
God damn
he wins
it.
To
one
Jack
coach
Adams.
Of the year.
It's like, oh, he was awful last year with Columbus, and he was awful with Team USA in the World Cup. Things are going to start unraveling. He's going to start having a temper tantrum, and what happens? He wins a Jack Adams. So that's what we know.
I mean, he seems to have mellowed a little bit, but this is still Tortorella. He's going to flip out at some point.
Yeah. But I still think Columbus is very solid because I just think they just have
okay.
a young core.
Yeah.
Right. They're fine.
Panarin is the big addition.
Yes.
By far.
Yeah,
I
that's
think
an upgrade.
That makes him a lot. Yeah, it's a huge upgrade.
Look, they have Bob. And if you got a goalie like Bob.
God freaking damn it. I wish we kept Bob.
Two-time Vezina winner at this point?
Yep.
Like the only dude in the, he's the only dude in the league who's got two Vezinas, I think.
Paul Holmgren can go die because of that.
Did we even talk about the Flyers? Or?
Sort of.
We
yeah.
did.
Yeah. No,
Chris just said Flyers like 10 times, and that was enough.
Yeah, that was it.
No. You know, like during the opening face-off, when they start playing the music, they just have this effort that goes Flyers every 3 seconds.
That was Chris.
Flyers.
Y'all ready for this? Da-na-na Flyers. Da-na-na-na-na-na Flyers.
All right, let's wrap this up.
Well, we still got to do our superlatives. Let's start.
Ah, jeez.
Who's our heart
my
trophy winner?
My battery life is running low.
All right,
let's wrap this up.
Heart McDavid, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Connor.
Okay, Jack Adams, who do we have?
Who was really bad last year and will be better this year?
Carol. Mike Sullivan. will be my heart. My Jack Adams trophy.
Like who was really bad last year, and we think they'll be better this year?
I'm going to go with Bill Peters only because Carolina is not a playoff team,
yeah.
and will be this year.
Yeah, that seems good. Okay.
That seems good enough.
First coach to be fired.
Jared.
Jeff Blashill.
Jared, whoever the Avalanche coach is, because he'll go before Matt Duchene does.
Yeah, Jared Vettner. How the hell is he still head coach? This is what I mean by the Avalanche did
nothing. What is he supposed to do with that team? What is he supposed to do?
But we'll go with him. All right, let's get into our standings. We'll start in the Pacific. Jake, you want to go first?
Yeah, all right. One, Edmonton. Two, Anaheim. Three, I'll say the Sharks eke it out for one more year. Four, you know, screw it, Vegas. Five, Phoenix, and six, the Kings just die, finally. Is that all the teams? Is there anyone left?
No, there's two more.
There's seven.
Who
there's,
else?
There's eight in the Pacific now. Vancouver and Calgary.
Wait. Oh, Calgary ahead of Vegas. And then, okay. So Calgary fourth, Vegas fifth, Phoenix sixth, Kings seventh, and Vancouver eighth.
All right, I'll go from back to first because I like being different. Vancouver, since they're an orca, they'll be swimming in water because they'll be crap again, and the water's usually crap. Eighth. Joining them in the water is San Jose at seven. Give me the Arizona, soon-to-be Seattle Coyotes at six. Give me Vegas at five because why not? Vegas, baby. Kings at four. Calgary at three. The Ducks somehow waddle the way to two. And the Oilers, here they come at one.
I'm going. I also do bottom to top. Vegas eight, but I think they're going to be a lot better than most other expansion teams, so don't let that fool you. They'll be better than Colorado, too. They'll be better than Detroit as well. Seven, and better than New Jersey. So they're going to be like 26, 27. Vancouver 7, Los Angeles 6, Arizona 5, Calgary 4, San Jose 3, Anaheim 2, Edmonton 1. We'll also do Marissa's predictions when we're done with our division by division, because she's been by playoffs, so we'll do that in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Central, I got 7 Colorado, because it's still Colorado. 6 Winnipeg. I'm still kind of having it tough to put them ahead of a second team in the division, unfortunately. I have St. Louis at 5th with a wild card. I have Dallas in their YOLO style at 4th with a wild card. Chicago 3, I think they just do just enough to avoid the wild card. Nashville 2, Minnesota 1, because, again, paper tigers, and Minnesota likes to run it up in the regular season. Yada yada.
Nashville 1, Minnesota 2, Chicago 3, but I think they'll crash out of the playoffs again early. 4, God, I'm forgetting. Dallas, I guess, 4. What other teams are in this division? St. Louis, 4. Dallas, 5.
Winnipeg,
I think St. Louis will get a wild card. Dallas won't. Winnipeg, 6. And Colorado, 7.
Hey, girl, is your team the Avalanche? Because you're just collapsing really badly. They're finishing 7th.
Why?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all you people that just had to hear that. Hopefully, you're still listening. If you
you're not
stuck that long,
you've crapped out after we talked about the Winter Olympics getting nuked.
We're done.
All right, Dallas 6, Winnipeg 5, give me Chicago 4, St. Louis 3. Calling Minnesota will be number 2, and then Smashville is number 1.
Actually, yeah, switch that for me. Switch Chicago and St. Louis for me. So, St. Louis 3, Chicago 4.
Running the Atlantic, if you must.
1, T.O. 2, wow, this is so bad. 2, Ottawa. I don't know. 3, Boston. 4, Tampa. 5, Montreal. 6, Buffalo. 7, Detroit.
You forgot about Florida.
Did I not say Florida? Oh, Florida can be 6, Buffalo 7, Detroit 8.
All right. Florida 8, they can enjoy the sun. It'll melt the ice.
Stop with the puns.
This is so bad.
Dude, also would be bad. Detroit, they'll be 7th. Give me Buffalo 6, Boston 5, Montreal 4, Tampa Bay 3, Ottawa 2, Toronto 1.
Give me Detroit 8. Florida 7, Buffalo 6, Boston 5, Ottawa 4, Tampa Bay 3. I think Tampa Bay recovers a little bit from their injuries last year. Toronto 2, Montreal 1, and here's my explanation, because Montreal always does well when it doesn't matter. They'll somehow, someway be very good in the regular season and be the paper tiger of the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know,
I mean, they got a good coach now.
Yeah, they'll be fine in the regular season. Yeah. Let's go. And then the Metropolitan.
All right. Pittsburgh 1, Washington 2, Carolina 3, Columbus 4, Rangers 5, Philadelphia 6, and Devils 7.
Islanders.
You know what? Islanders can be better than the Rangers, just for Ryan.
Yay.
Slide everyone back one.
All right. Devils 8. Philadelphia Flyers men's professional ice hockey organization 7. Brooklyn Islanders. Screw it. New York Rangers 6. Brooklyn Islanders 5. Washington 4. Carolina 3. Pittsburgh 2. Columbus 1.
Going New Jersey 8, Philly 7, Islanders 6, just missing the playoffs by like 2 points. Rangers 5th with a wild card. Carolina 4th with a wild card. Washington 3, Columbus 2, Pittsburgh 1. Marissa's playoff teams.
Hurry it up. My phone's going to die.
Pacific, she has Edmonton, Los Angeles, Anaheim. Central, Dallas, Chicago, Nashville. Wild cards, Anaheim and San Jose. I guess she has a different wild card team there, but I'm not going to interrupt her. She's busy tonight. Atlantic, she has Tampa Bay, Montreal, Boston. Metro, Pittsburgh, the Islanders, and Capitals. Wild cards, Panthers, Rangers.
Wow!
And for what it's worth, her, we'll do her playoff picks, too. Lightning.
Just go.
Lightning,
just go.
Lightning over Stars.
Why not?
Oh,
why
my
not?
God.
It's the NHL. All right, weird things happen. Okay, so my...
I'll go first. I'll just skip conference finals. I'll go. It's a very weird year. There's just not very any obvious thing. I'll go Pittsburgh over Toronto in the East. And then the cup final. Actually, no, I'm going to switch up Pittsburgh. I think as sooner, eventually, the miles just catch up to you. I'll go Toronto over Washington. Why not? Because I can give myself a homer pick. Toronto over Washington. Why not? You know, I mean, the Leafs, I guess, will be fun for another year before it gets insufferable. Now, West, I'll go Nashville over Anaheim again. Repeat. And I'll go Nashville over Toronto for the cup.
All right. First of all, Capitals won't reach past the second round, so that meme is still alive. Let's go with Pittsburgh over Carolina because Columbus will be the second best team and they'll lose to Pittsburgh in the second round. And then in the East. And in the West, give me Edmonton over Smashville.
Wait, didn't you have Carolina 3?
Yes.
That can't happen.
It can't happen
because they have to be a wild card team. They have to be a wild card team to be in the Eastern Final.
You have Washington as
well. All right, screw it. Can I have Pittsburgh Columbus?
Because you picked Columbus to win the
All right, Jesus Christ. Pittsburgh
from the Atlantic.
Pittsburgh Toronto.
Washington is what we're getting at here.
No, screw it. Pittsburgh over Tampa Bay. We'll be happy. And then Edmonton over Nashville. Pittsburgh wins in 6.
Okay, mine, I also have second round predictions because it's kind of like a division final.
No.
Pittsburgh over Washington in the Metro. Toronto over Carolina in the Atlantic. I have Carolina as the crossover, and they beat Montreal because Montreal's a favorite Tiger. So Toronto over Carolina in the Atlantic. Nashville over Dallas in the Central. Edmonton over Anaheim in the Pacific. Eastern Conference Final, I have Pittsburgh over Toronto. West, I have Edmonton over Nashville. Stanley Cup Final, I have Pittsburgh over Edmonton. God damn it, we're jinxing this, aren't we? Because we're all kind of on the same page. Kind of like why the playoffs last year, that went swim.
Okay.
As usual, follow us online at college_cross is the main handle. I'm Ryan McD29.
I'm at @ATVS_JakeNazar.
And I'm CF Jastrzemski.
And I know we're wrapping this up quickly because Jake's phone's dying. But yeah, follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, all that stuff. Subscribe to College Crosscast on iTunes and Google Play. Leave a nice review. I'm sure you've enjoyed our Bar Talk NHL preview. This is nowhere near as in-depth as you hoped it to be, but I hope it was at least entertaining.
It was us. And do you know what? That matters.
Yes.
That matters.
All that matters is that and the friends we made along the way.
Indeed.
So we'll be back at it with another podcast soon enough. Other than that, enjoy your time.
It was fun talking to you all.
Hockey season. Yep, and...
Bye, Felicia.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.
Stay hydrated.